Begin the Karat Daf Masech Tzuvos Daf Samach Beis. Begin on the bottom line of Daf Samach Aleph from the Beis, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah of the previous Daf. Now, as the Mishnah spoke about the conjugal obligations of the husband to his wife, and the different timings of different types of husbands, how often do they have to have their oina, that's the responsibility of having bia with their wife. So the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah that said, "Tamidim yitzin l'talmud v'chulu," that the students, they're allowed to go out to learn in yeshiva, to learn Torah, for a 30-day period, even without permission from their wife. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, if it's birshus, if they have permission, comma, how long are they allowed to be away from their wives? So the Gemara answers, comma the boy. What's the question? As long as they want to. If their wife lets them go away for a year, so let them go away for a year, because that's permitted. So the Gemara continues on top of Samach Beis and Aleph, that the question is, urcha de milsa comma. However, what would be derech eretz? What would be normative? And that is, he shouldn't be carrying sin. And that is, although he could talk her into it, how much should a person not do more than that, even though he could talk her into it? How much is normal in the sense of what's appropriate? Now, Tais actually asks a question that is a famous story with Rabbi Akiva, that he went away for 12 years, then another 12 years, and all these other Talmidei Chacham, how did they go away for that long, if, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the opinions are brought that it's not appropriate to go out for longer, even if the wife lets? So Tais explains that Rabbi Akiva and his wife, and those are the other stories, they didn't have to talk their wife into letting them go to learn yeshiva. If you have to talk her into it, then yes, although you're allowed to go as long as she lets, although there are certain obligations, but she's forgiving on them. However, even though one could, one shouldn't go more than what the Gemara will shortly quote. However, here, their wives were happy that they went to learn Torah, and they wanted them to become Talmudic scholars, and to the contrary, Tosfos says, that is why they married them, so that they should go ahead and learn Torah. So that's not a difficulty. Of course, they want that. Here, the Gemara is discussing regarding a wife that is okay with it, but she does have certain expectations. And then the question becomes regarding a regular wife that, again, he could talk her into it, but how much should he go even though she lets? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Chaydish kan v'chaydish bebayis. A month in yeshiva and a month at home. Shneim, like it says a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph. The pasuk there says, L'chol devar hamachlokos, that for all the things of the different portions of the people that were serving David HaMelech, Habov al-Yotzes, that come and leave, Chaydish b'chaydish, for every single month, L'chol chodshei hashana, for all the months of the year. Now, which means to say, the literal translation of the pasuk sounds like that all the different people that are apportioned to serving the king are for 1 month. Now, that sounds like that actually they only worked for David 1 month out of the year. And the only thing you'd be able to learn from there would be actually 1 month in yeshiva and 11 months at home. So, but Rashi explains that Rav is expounding the superfluosity of the pasuk, which says, Habov ha-yoytis. That is expounding, because essentially the pasuk could have said, Ha-meshorsim es ha-melech, that served the king, l'chol dvar machlokas chatsha shana. And instead of that, it adds on these words, that dvar machlokas habov ha-yoytis, that come and go, chodesh b'chodesh chatsha shana, which sounds like that there were actually two different types of people that served the king. There were those that were there all the time and served with the other ones, which you had one group doing 6 months of the year every other one, and the other one that did the other 6 months every other one. And that's why it says, Habov ha-yoytzes, this one will come and this one will go. Every single month they would switch off, which comes out that he was a month by the king and a month in this house. So to here we learn out, same thing as to learn in yeshiva, is the same idea to have 1 month in your Rebbe's house, just like they had by David HaMelech, and 1 month in one's house. So we see from the pasuk that it makes sense. Just like there was a group that served the king, would be 1 month in the house and 1 month in by David HaMelech, and then the other group did that off month. So too, the same thing could apply to learning in yeshiva. Rabbi Yechonamar, he says, Chaydish kan v'shnayim bebeisi. He says that it should be 1 month in yeshiva, 1 month learning by one's teacher, and 2 months at home. Shlomo says the pasuk Melachim Aleph that he expounds. It says, Chaydish yu b'levanon, for 1 month they should be in Lebanon. Shnayim chadashim, in 2 months, the man should be beveso, in his house. That's what the pasuk says. Now, the reason for this is, as Rashi explains, there were 30,000 men that was taxed upon the Jewish people that were sent to Lebanon to go ahead and work and help build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, which comes out that there were 10,000 every single month. Now, if you switch a rotation of 10,000, if there's 30,000, then each month is 10,000. So it comes out that every third month is when the person would come to do his service to build the Beis HaMikdash, and which means to say that 2 months he's in this house, and the same thing happened for every single group. So we see that it's appropriate to be 2 months at home and 1 month away, where a person has to go ahead and do his obligations. Now, the Gemara asks, according to both interpretations, that one says 1 month at home, 1 month by his teacher, and one says 2 months at home, 1 month at his teacher. So the Gemara asks why each one doesn't say the other's interpretation. V'rav Nami, my time alo amamahi, why didn't he say from Rav Yechanan's pasuk, where you see that 2 months at home is appropriate? So that the Gemara answers, Shani Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because building the Beis HaMikdash, which is the pasuk that Rav Yechanan is quoting from Malachim Aleph, is different. The Efshal, the Acherim, because there was possible, based on the amount of the people that they had, that they could do the other work. So since it wasn't necessary for them to be there, because it was 30,000 divided by 3, 10 months every month, so that's why you're able to be 2 months at home. But when it can't be done by someone else, like learning one's own Torah, then it's like the other pasuk that Rav brought from Divrei Yom Aleph, that to be 1 month by the teacher and 1 month at home. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechon, my time alone, Mahi, why didn't Yechon learn from Rav's pasuk, where you see that it's only 1 month at home, as we find by the Avdei David, that from Habava Yitzes they would switch off? So I think my answer is Shani Hasam. Rabbi Yechon would tell you that there it's different. The Isli Harvacha, because there's a profit. There's a dollar sign at the end of the whole thing, because they get paid from the king for the work that they're doing. And therefore, the wife will be happy with that. She'll be okay with that, that he's only 1 month at home instead of 2 months, because since he's bringing her all the food and the money and the jewelry and whatnot. So therefore she's like, okay, it's okay that you don't stay home for 2 months. 1 month there, 1 month there. But by Talmud Torah, it seems like it's his mitzvah, and therefore she's not so excited for him to be away for that long. And therefore she'd rather have him 2 months and 1 month away learning by his teacher. And that's why he says not to learn it from Avdei David, but rather learn it from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which again, that we find that at least 2 months at home and then 1 month away. Now the Gemara continues, since we discussed this machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, expounding the source for this halacha of how long could a student in yeshiva go away for, even though he has permission, but not to do more because it might be a grievous regard to his wife. So we expound a different machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan regarding a pasuk. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Anocha, a sigh, Sheveres chatzi gufa shaladim. It breaks half a person's body. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. Ve'ata ben adam, and you, the son of man, hey anach, sigh, b'shivrin masnayim, with the breaking of your loins, which is by the person's top of person's hip bones, which is half of the person's body, uvemiris, and with bitterness, te anach, you sigh. So again, we see that it breaks half the person's body, which is by the lower back. For b'yechon amar, and b'yechon it says, Af kol gufa shaladim, actually a sigh breaks the entire person's body. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. V'hoyu ki yomer lecha, that it'll be that when they will tell you, amata nenach, what are you sighing about? V'marta, and you will say, el shmur ki ba, because of the tidings that have come. V'nimas kalev, and every heart is melted. V'rafa kol yadayim, and every hand has weakened. V'kasa kol ruach, and every spirit has been dimmed. V'chol berkan telach demayim, and every knee is going into water. So you see that the entire person's body, when he sighs, breaks. Now the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Yechanan do with the other pasuk of Rav? It says that it's only half the person's body, the breaking of the loins. Now the Gemara says, that's where it starts from. It starts from the middle of the person's body, but then it extends to the entire body. So the Gemara says, but Rav has the pasuk of Rabbi Yechanan that says that every heart melts, v'rafa kol yidayim, and every hand gets weak, v'chasa kol ruach, and every spirit gets dim. There it sounds like it's an entire body when the person sighs. At that, the Gemara answers, Shani Shmur, the Beis HaMikdash. That's different, because that pasuk's in Togman, the reference of hearing the tidings of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kifa Tuva, that's a really big besura ra, a very bad tiding, where that affects the entire body, but a regular sigh only impacts half the person's body. Now, a related story regarding this previous discussion, the Gemara says, "Who Yisrael va'ivik achavim da'va ka'azli ba'urcha b'hadi adadi." There was a Jew and a non-Jew that were going on the road together. Now, lo imtzi ivik achavim lesgui b'hadi Yisrael. The non-Jew was not able to go and hold up and walk as fast as the Jew. So, ad kerei churban beis hamikdash, as our previous Gemara said, he recalled them of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to slow him down because he's going to sigh and his body's going to be breaking. So actually, Nogid Vesnach, he groaned and he sighed. And still the non-Jew was not able to catch up to the Jew. So the non-Jew said to him, Lava mito anocha shaveres chasi guvish alam. Didn't you say, as the Gemara we just previously quoted, that a sigh breaks half a person's body? How are you still faster than me? So the Jew said to him, Hanamili milsachadati. That's something that's a new bad news would definitely break a person and slow him down. Avalha, dishnamba, but this that we've got used to already. Loi, this is not going to break us. The army inchi, like people say, de malfe tichle. A woman that's used to having her children die young and having to bury them, loi vasa. So she doesn't become overwhelmed and frightened when one of them dies because she's already used to this. It's a sad story, but she's used to her children dying and having to bury them. And therefore, the same thing as the Jewish people. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for that many years, and there have been so many tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people that we're really used to that. And therefore, although it's something that obviously he's sad about, but that's not going to break and slow down the Jew, and that's why he wasn't able to catch up with them. The Gemara is discussing the mission that said, regarding all the different types of individuals, what are their conjugal obligations, their responsibilities for the wife to have cohabitation with them, that often, how often is that? And that's because it's written in the Torah, Sheik Susvi Oina, the Oina is an obligation of Ligur, that's an obligation towards one wife. So the Mishnah said, the Tayalan have an obligation of having Oina with their wife every single day. So the Gemara asked, my Tayalan, what's the Tayalan? So Rabbi says, it's B'nai Pirkei. It's the students that their teacher is in the same city as where they live, and the Rebbe teaches them that day, and they go to sleep at home, so they're available, and they're not working, so they can go ahead, and their obligation is to have Oin every single night. On that, the Gemara asks, I'm going to buy a ba'as to Rava. How can you say that? Man dechsev b'hu, regarding Talmudic scholars who, regarding them, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, to the worker men, in regards to reference to the Talmud Chachamim, the Pasuk says, Shav lochem mashkime kum. It's futile, this, you who get up early, ma'achri sheves, who stay up late sitting for your voluntary work, meaning for your work for income, who are oichli lechem atzabim, you eat the bread of sorrow, because actually, ken yitin, this is what Hashem will give, lididei shena. He's not going to give it necessarily to you who you work hard, he gives it to yididei shena. Now, yididei shena could be translated as yidid, as a beloved, but the way it's expounded in this Gemara, is yidid is from the word of menadid, of shaking off, where, and shein is a reference to sleep. For those who shake off Hashem's honor for his mitzvahs, the need to sleep, as v'amar mitzvah, as the Ritzchak expounds, elin neshasein shal tamid chacham, this is a reference to the wives of the Talmudic scholars. Forget about even the Talmudic scholars themselves. Shemenadid oishin the main name boil mazeh, where they shake off sleep from their eyes in this world because they're waiting up for their husbands who are still by their teacher in yeshiva who are still learning. Uvois l'chayim abah, but they come to the next world, and that's the merit of yedidei shein. It's a reference to who's going to get this great reward, not you who are working, staying up late, getting up early. It's for the wives of the Talmudic scholars. Now, but one thing we see is that at the time when people usually go to sleep, which the wife is shaking off sleep because her husband's not home, he's still learning in yeshiva, that he's not even home, he's in yeshiva. That Amrit B'nai Pirkei, and you say that the yeshiva students, that they have time for every single night? I mean, when people are sleeping already, they're still in yeshiva learning, they're still by their teacher learning. How can you say that they're the ones who have time to have every single night? So Elam Abai, rather Abai says, it's K'der Rav, like Rav explained. Because the Amar Rav said it's Kigrin Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Who are the Tayolim who have an obligation of every single night to have Oinu with their wives? It's like Shmuel Bar Shilas, who he was a teacher of little children, and he made a living off of that, as the Gemara explained in Dafnun Amin Aleph. Now, the Ochel Mididei, where he eats from his own money. The Shasim Mididei, he drinks from his own things. The Gani Betula Depane, and he sleeps under the shadow of his mansion, which that's the term it's the hatayolin, his tula is the term of shade, that it's a reference to him who he sleeps in his own house and with own food, his own drink. And moreover, v'lecholov pristaka demalka abave, and that is the messenger of the Persian king doesn't come by his door to go ahead and collect for the service of the king because the king doesn't pay attention to him because he's not so wealthy, so for the king to want to go ahead and get from the wealthy. So he's in this comfortable middle class, which is that he has enough for his needs, but he's not that wealthy where then the king demands certain things from him. Such a person who's so comfortable, he has an obligation of every single night to have oinah with his wife. But not the yeshiva students who are in yeshiva at that time when normally one would go to sleep. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he explained that these hatayolin are kugain mefanki de marava, like the delicate ones of the West, meaning those who live in Eretz Yisrael that delight in food and drink, and therefore they're healthy and they have energy for tashmish, for cohabitation. Those are the ones that have an obligation of having oina. As the Gemara illustrates this, that the Bnei Marava, there were certain ones that were very strong. So those who have the stamina can go ahead and have oina every single night. As we find it, Rebavo, Havokoi Beibani. Rebavo was in the bathhouse. Now Havasamchele Treabdi. So he had two servants that were serving him, helping him go into the bathhouse. Now, if his beibani mituse, now on that the ground beneath the bath, this from the public bath, opened up, and that is underneath the bathhouse. In the Talmudic times, there was a big cavity that all the hot water would go in there, and that there was a danger of falling into that abyss. Now, Isram Alei Amuda, however, Rebbe Vo found a pillar that he was able to grab onto, Solik Vaskinu, so he climbed up. And he dragged up with his other hand his two servants that were helping him up, and with the other hand he was dragging himself up that pillar. Similarly, we find this strength of those who are in Eretz Yisrael, who they have this energy, and therefore their obligation of ayin is every single night. Rabbi Yechanan have a kasalik bedar. Rabbi Yechanan was walking up the stairs. Have a samchalei Ravami Ravasi. So Ravami Ravasi were supporting him. If chasadar getuse, then the steps caved in below beneath them. Salik vaskinu. So he climbed up what was left over there to be able to grab on, and he dragged Rav Ami Rav Asi up the steps. So the rabbis said to Rabbi Yechanan, if that's the case, that you're so strong, why do you have two students helping you walk up? So he said to them, because I'm going to use up all my energy, and I'm not going to have my students support me, so what energy am I going to be leaving for myself to use when I become old? So yes, although I'm very strong now, but I want to be able to maintain that. And therefore, I don't use it up, and I have the younger ones help me along. Now the Mishnah said, so that was the Hatayol, and their obligation is every single night. But Hapayol, Mishtam B'Shabbos, the workers, their obligation is twice a week. Now the Gemara asked, but by the time when the Brayis said, it's Hapayol, Machas B'Shabbos, that the workers have an obligation only once a week. So I'm B'Yisra, Rebbe Chanin, this is Leikash, it's not a contradiction. Kam Ba'isin, Malacha B'Irin. When here we're talking about that it's in our mission that its obligation is twice a week. It's talking about when they work in their same city where they live. So then there's obligation of twice a week. But however, when it said in the Brisa it's only once a week, it was talking about when they work out of town. If they work in another city, so then they only have obligation once a week. Similar in the Brisa. Hapoyelim shtayim b'shabbos, the workers have an obligation of twice a week. Which the Brisa qualifies it, ba'isim malacha be'irin is when they work in the city where they live. Ba'isim malacha be'acheres is achav Shabbos, but when they work in another city, then their obligation is only once a week. Now the Mishnah then continues, hachamorim, the donkey drivers, is achas b'Shabbos, is only once a week, because they go a little further out to go ahead and work. Now the Gemara asks that the beginning of this Mishnah from the previous daf said anonymously a halacha that if someone takes an oath from his wife not to have beer with her, so Beis Hillel said that we only let them stay in that state of neder up till a week, but more than a week, he has to go ahead and divorce her and give her a ksuba. Now that the Gemara asks, Omali Rabba Barav Chan Labaya, Ichvil Tana Lashmi Inon Tayil Upayil, the Tana of the Mishnah, who doesn't make any differentiations, talks about Havalocha of Hamadist Ishmitash Mashamita, that it's only for 1 week that we let. Why pick 1 week when it's just for the category of the tayalim and of the workers? In other words, the halacha of saying that a neder for 1 week it requires him to have to divorce his wife, if he says, I'm not having for 1 week, shouldn't apply not to the sailors, not to the camel drivers, and neither to the donkey drivers, and not to Talmudic scholars, because even the donkey drivers who, let's say we say their oina is once a week, so because of 1 day that he's missing, then he has to be yoytzev eating ksuba, so he has to go ahead and give her a ksuba. But anyways, oin is only once every 7 days. And therefore, because now that it's for 7 days, he's not doing it, and he'll be able to get it the next day, for that 1 day, he has to go ahead and divorce her? And for sure, by the camel drivers and the sailors, who totally are not in this category, because they're once every 6 months, So therefore comes out that this halacha of mandating that if he takes a neder for seven days that he has to go ahead and divorce her seemingly only applies to the tayalim, who their obligation is every single night, and the payalim, who work in the city, where their obligation is twice a week. But why say it where it sounds like it's talking about a universal halacha, when seemingly it's only for those who have an obligation of less than 7 days at a time? So Amalei, so actually Abaya answered him, Loi, says no, actually as we continue to Amud Beis, Akulu, this halacha of making a neder more than 1 week requires him to be Yetzivit and Kesubasa is actually going on all the types of husbands. So that the Gemara asked, but Vaha, what do you mean, even without an oath, Shish Chadashim Kama, we said the seil is only obligation once every 6 months, so why if he takes a neder that for 1 week I'm not going to have tashmish with you, then he has to divorce and give her the Kesubah, when anyways it doesn't have for another 5.5 months. So that the Gemara answers, Eina Daima. You can't compare, and this halacha is said in the context of a fast, but the metaphor applies to all different areas. You can't compare Misha Yishli Pas Basali, someone that has bread in his basket. Misha Yishli Pas Basali, someone that does not have bread in his basket. So therefore, even if someone's fasting, but if he knows he could eat, it's much easier than someone knows he cannot eat. So too over here, that if he doesn't take an oath, so she's still thinking and anticipating for her husband, and maybe he's going to come home earlier. But now, once he makes a neder, so she's not anticipating anymore, and then already a week is that much more difficult. And even if generally it's only once every 6 months, but at least she could hope. Here she cannot, because she knows he cannot because of the neder, and therefore, even for the sailor, it's yetiv niksubasa. Now, a related question the Gemara brings, only Rabba Bar Avchon Labaya. If chamar, if someone was a donkey driver when he married his wife, Vinasa Gamalmai, and then he becomes a camel driver, what's the halacha? In other words, is he allowed to go ahead and promote himself, get a better job as a camel driver without his wife's permission? In other words, would she prefer that he now makes that much more money because of the camel driver income is much more? Or would she prefer the aina? Because what happens is the obligation of a chamar is once a week, but a gamal is that much longer, meaning she has to wait that much longer because he goes to further distances. What would she prefer? More money, but less time with him and intimacy? Or would she prefer more intimacy and therefore less money and therefore he cannot go ahead and take this job without permission? So Malaysa answered to him, Reitze Isha Bekav V'Tiflis. A wife prefers a small measurement, which is a measurement of kav, of wheat, and spending time with her husband. Masar Kavin, from even getting 10 kavin, 10 times the amount of income, where she becomes wealthy, precious. But then she has to abstain from him. And therefore, he cannot just become a camel driver if he was a donkey driver because of the time that she's going to be losing now from the obligations of intimacy, of the obligations of bia that he has as a camel driver, which is less than that of a donkey driver. Now the Mishnah continued to say, Hasaponim, the sailors are achas l'shish chadashim, once every 6 months. That's the Rebbe Elazar, that's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Amar brain Amar Rabbi says Allah Kabbalah, Allah falls like Rabbi Elazar, that depending on the type of a person, what category he fits in to what his obligations are in regards to the Chiv of Aina. Now, however, Amar Rav Adbar Ava Amar Rav, he says that as the Mishnah points out, no, that Zud Divrei Rabbi Elazar. This is only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which is the certain times of obligations of Aina and how long can one go out without permission, where we said that the students could go out to learn yeshiva without permission for 30 days, but not more than that, because then they can be taken away from time spent with their wife. So that's only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. But he says, but the sages, they argue and they say, they say that the students could go out to learn Torah for 2 and 3 years without permission of their wives. It's their option that they could do. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, Samchur Rabbanon, the students in our generation, they rely Adarav Adarava, they rely on his interpretation that he said that the Chacham argue, and therefore they go out without permission for that long to go out and learn, even though their wife is not okay with that. Now, however, the Avdi Uvda, but what he says is that what they're doing is when they're passing the Halacha for themselves, meaning with this interpretation of how long they can go out without permission, but otherwise, b'nafshayu, with paying with their lives, as the Gemara illustrates. Kihad Rav Ruchumi, as we find by Rav Ruchumi, havashchich kameh d'rava b'mechuzah. He would always learn in front of Rav b'mechuzah. Now, havaragol d'ava osla basic komal yom d'kipur. It was his custom that he would always come home every Erev Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Echad Mishachti Shmaita, one day, his learning, he got engrossed in his learning, and he was drawn into his learning. Now, Hav Masachi Devesu, his wife was anxiously anticipating, waiting for him to come home. And she was saying, Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi, now he's going to come, now he's coming. And Lo Yasa, and he didn't come. So Cholash Daita, so she became despaired, and Achas Demasa Me'ena, and a tear dripped down from her eye. Haba Yasa Be'igra, the Gemara tells us that he was sitting in a upper story, and Afches Igra Mitusa, and that upper story caved in beneath him, Benach Nafshe, and he passed away. Again, we find that this, that although one is going away, and they would rely on this lenient interpretation, but at the cost of their lives, because of the obligations they have for their wives, and because the wife was despairing over here, that cost him his life. Now the Gemara asks, when is it of the conjugal obligations of Talmudic scholars? So I'm going to read the Mishmul. He says it's Me'erev Shabbos, La'erev Shabbos, it's every Friday night, which that's because it's a night of delight and of rest and pleasure of the body, and therefore that's the perfect time for an Oinav, it's a Talmud Chacham. As the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Asher Pirya Yitein Be'itay, which this is how the Sefer Tehillim starts off in Perek Aleph, which talks about that the tzaddik is like a tree that's planted on the stream where the fruits are given in its appropriate time. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda ve'item, and some say it was Rav Huna ve'item, and some say it was Rav Nachman, that says, what's that a reference to? What's the pre of a Talmud Chacham? That's someone that has the cohabitation on Friday nights, which is the appropriate time of a Talmud Chacham. Now, the Gemara continues illustrating this halacha of a Talmud Chacham and his obligations towards his wife. That Yehuda Bered Reb Chiya, Yehuda the son of Reb Chiya, Chasnid Reb Yana was the son of Reb Yana. Have a Oslav Yosef Bevei Rav. He went and he sat in the yeshiva of Rav. Now, Bechol Be Shimshi, have a Oslav Beisei. Every Friday night he would come home. As we said, that's the time of when one would normally have his obligations of Tashmish to his wife. When he would come home, they would see in front of him a pillar of fire. Now, one day, he was very engrossed in his learning. Now, once the family didn't see that sign of the pillar of fire, knowing that he's coming home, so his father-in-law Rabbiani said to the family, turn over his bed, which is the custom by mourners, where they have to turn over the bed, meaning to say that he died, because if Yehuda was still alive, he wouldn't nullify his ayin. This was by him something that just as important as his learning was his conjugal obligations to his wife of every Friday night. Now that the Gemara says, Havi, this was the equivalent of what it says in the Pasuk in Kehelet, Kishgaga Sheyetim Lifnei Hashalat, like an error that goes out from in front of the ruler, meaning when the tzaddik says a curse, although he didn't mean to, but he's saying obviously he's dead, because or else he would have came home, and therefore he passed away. So although he really wasn't dead, but because he said that, that caused him to pass away. Again, illustrating the obligations of one that one has to one's wife regarding intimacy. Another story, Rebbe Yasig Lelibre. Rebbe was involved in for his son to get him married to the daughter of Be'er Bechia, of the household of Reb Chiya. Now, Kimati Lemichta Ksuba, when it came time to write the Ksuba, Noch Nafsha Dervisa. So the girl passed away. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Chas V'Shalom, Psuleika, maybe that there was some type of a blemish over here. In other words, that it wasn't an appropriate match, and that's why the girl passed away. So Yesiva V'Ayin B'Mishpacha, so they sat down, and they checked into the lineage of the families. Now they found that Rebbe also Mishfati Ben Avital. Rebbe came from Shvati Ben Avital, who was a son of David HaMelech, because Avital was the name of one of the wives of David. Reb Chiya Asi Mishimi Achi David. Reb Chiya came from Shimi, who was the brother of David, and that was the psul. Because since Rebbe was from Malchus Beis David, so the daughter that comes from Shimi wasn't appropriate for his son, because she wasn't a daughter of royalty. She was only from the brother of David. So Azal Iasikle Lebrei Be'er Bisi Ben Zimra. So he went and he was Meshadach, he made a Shidduch for his son from the daughter of Reb Yisi Ben Zimra. Now, Paskule Tarte Srei Shnin Lemezle Be'er Rav. So they set time for him to learn in Yeshiva 12 years before he even goes ahead and consummates the relationship of getting married. Now, however, Achlefua, they went and they passed the girl, who was the one that they were reading the Shidduch for him, Kamei, in front of him, in front of the Chasen. So Amalhu, he said to them, I know you promised me that I could learn 12 years in yeshiva before we go ahead and I marry her, but they have a shishnin, let it be just 6 years. Now, Achlefu Kamei, they passed the girl, which is going to be his future wife, in front of him again. So he said to them, Ichnes v'hadar ezel. You know what? Let me first consummate the relationship, and then I'll go off to learn yeshiva. Now the Gemara says, Havakom michsev mevo. He's embarrassed from his father. He was. He had the opportunity to learn without ever having married 12 years, paid for in yeshiva. And here it is. They passed the girl in front of him two times, and suddenly he wants to marry her right away. So Amalei, so his father said to him, said, don't worry. Beni, my son, das kaincha yeshbach. You're thinking like your creator. Your creator said the same thing. First he said that he's going to have a schuppah much later. And then, because of his endearment to his bride, he ended up doing it right away. As we find, Mikar Ksiv, originally Hashem says in Sefer Shmois, which is in the Shira of Az Yashar, Tivi'emoi v'siti'emoi, that I'll bring them and I'll plant them, Bahar Nachlascha, in the mountain of your heritage, Mochin L'Shevtecha, the place of your resting. Meaning that Hashem said that he's first going to bring the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, and then he's going to build a home with them. He'll build a Beis HaMikdash. What does it say at the end in Parashat Truma? V'asli mikdash v'shechanta b'seicha. Make for me a temple and I will dwell amongst you. And this was in the Midbar, in the desert. So although he promised it going to be much later, he wanted it right away. And therefore he's saying, don't worry, you're just like Hashem, where Hashem also said he's going to marry the Jewish people at a later point in time. And because of his great endearment for them, he did it right away. So it tells us that Azl Yosef Tarte Yisrei Shnei Bevei Rav. So he consummated the relationship. He went to learn 12 years in yeshiva, in yeshiva of Rav. Now, Adda Asi Akar Devesev, by the time he came back, his wife was already in Akara, she was sterile. And the reason is, the Gemara says elsewhere, that it's normal for a woman that's for 10 years without her husband to become sterile. So Amar Rebbe said, Heichen Navid, what should we do over here for his son? Nigrisha, if he's going to divorce her now, because he can't have children from her, so Yemir Aniyah Zula Shav Shemir, they're going to say, this poor woman, that she waited for nothing? Ninsev Itzachriti, so if he should marry another woman, so at least he could have children from that other wife. So Yemir, they're going to say, oh, Zu Ishtei V'Zu Zeynasai, this woman is his wife, where he has children from, and this is just his harlot, this is the woman that he just has relations with, which again is inappropriate. So Bayla Rachmei V'Atzia, so he beseeched mercy for her, and she was healed. Again, illustrating this idea about the obligation that a person has to his wife. Now the Gemara says that Reb Chananya ben Chachinoi have a kozel be Rav. Reb Chananya ben Chachinoi went to learn in the yeshiva of Rav. Now b'shili hulule. Now at the end of the days of the chuppah of the Reb Shimon ben Yochai, at the end of the sheva brachos of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Now amalei. So Reb Chananya was on his way to yeshiva. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai told him, "Iakiv li adas b'dach. Wait for me until I come with you. My sheva brachos, my chuppah is almost over. My days that I'm supposed to celebrate with my new wife, and I'm going to go back with you to the yeshiva." So the Gemara tells us, "Lo Yaakov." He didn't wait for him. You don't wait. When it's time to go to yeshiva, you go, and whoever wants to come could come later. Now also Yosef Trei Srei Shnei Bevei Rav. So he went and he sat and he learned yeshiva for 12 years in the yeshiva of Rav. Now Ada Asi, by the time he came back, Ishtanu Shvila Demasa, the streets in his hometown had already changed because they already built new different buildings in the city, and the alleyways in the past that he knew about were already blocked off. He didn't know how to get to his house. So also Yosef Agudid in Nahara. So he sat there and he sat by the riverfront. Shamalahi Ravisa Davakarla. So he heard regarding a certain girl that they called her Bas Chachinoi, the daughter of Chachinoi, Mali Kulsech Beto Nezel, Philip Yajog, come and go. So Amase said, oh, Shmamina, how Ravisa they done? It's obviously our girl. Because they were calling her after his name, the daughter of him. So Azl Basro, so he went after her. So when he finally followed her to home, his wife was sitting and was sifting flour. Dal eino chazita. So she lifted up her eyes and she saw him. This is after 12 years of not having seen him. So savi liba. So her heart saw. In other words, that this was a very sudden fright to her heart, that this is the realization before she cognitively was able to get it. Her heart realized that this is her husband. And parchurucha, her spirit jumped and flew out, and she had a heart attack, and she died. So he said in front of Hashem, Rabbi Nishla, master of the world, Aniya zu zeschara, this poor woman, this is her reward, that her husband learns 12 years in yeshiva, and he comes back, and then she dies? So he beseeched mercy for her, and again, as in the previous story, and he brought her back to life. So the Gemara brings related discussion, that Reb Chama Barbisa, Azal Yosef Treis Reish Nimbevei Midrash. He also went and learned 12 years in yeshiva. Now, Kiyasa, when he came back home, so Amma, he said, Lo i'avid kid avid ben chachino. I'm not going to do the same thing ben chachino did, where he came home suddenly and he caused such a trauma and a fright and that his wife passed away. So Ayol, Yosef ben Midrash, he came and he sat in the Beis Medrash in the city. And Shalach LaBeis, he sent a message to his wife to let her know that he's home and he's in the Beis Medrash. Now, Asrib Isha Berei Yosef Kamesrib Isha, his son, came and sat in front of him, which his father didn't recognize, and it's already 12 years later. He could have been 7, and 12 years later, he's 19, has no recognition whatsoever. Now, have a Kamashal Ishmaita, so he was asking him questions of what he was learning. So Chaza, so he saw regarding his son, to Kameshad Ishmaita, that he was very sharp in his learning. So Chalash Daite, he had a Chalisha Sadas, he became despaired. And he said, Ehavi Hachi, if I was here, when I left my son who was young and I went away to learn yeshiva, if I would have been here, I would have taught him and then have a Lizera. I would have had children that was as smart kihai as this person. And because I went away to learn yeshiva, I wasn't able to make my son as sharp as this young boy. Now, Allah Beise, so he went home because it wasn't frightening for his wife. He already notified that he's here. And Albrecht, and then his son came into the house. So come Kameise, he got up in front of his son. He thought that this young Talmud scholar, who's obviously very bright in learning, wanted to ask him a question of learning. So Amalei Devesis, his wife told him, is there a father who gets up for his son? He realized that this was his son. So Karlei Rami Bachamas, Rami Bachamas said regarding this phenomenon, a pasuk in Kehelas, says, Achut HaMesholish, the three-twined thread, Leib Meher Yinotek, doesn't get undone so easily because it's very tight now because it has three times around the same thread. That's a reference to Reb Eishia, who is Benoy Shereb Chama, who was Bar Bisa, who was the son of Bisa, again because of the grandfather was a Talmudic scholar, and the son, and then now the grandson. This is the pasuk of that Leib Meher Yinotek. This is something that doesn't get undone so fast. Because of that, when one has three generations, this is something that has a kiyum, that has a last.